It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The man who shot up a subway and terrorized New York City on Tuesday is still on the loose. He set off smoke grenades and then fired a handgun on a crowded subway train during the morning rush. Police named the 62-year-old Frank James a person of interest. They believe he rented a U-Haul van that's been connected to the shootings in Brooklyn's Sunset Park area. The gunman fired at least 33 times and struck 10 people. Overall, 29 people were hospitalized with injuries from gunshot wounds, smoke inhalation, even falling while trying to escape. The person of interest posted multiple rambling videos on YouTube where he talked about violence and mass shootings, race. There was one video uploaded on Monday in which he said he's thought about killing people who have presumably hurt him. And the search continues. Russian dictator Vladimir Putin on Tuesday said that peace talks between his government and Ukraine had come to a, quote, dead end. And he added that without a deal acceptable to the Kremlin, his forces would continue their war until its full completion. These were Putin's first extended comments since he started this war on Ukraine back in February. He said the stalemate came after Ukraine made, quote, fake allegations of Russian war crimes in the town of Bucha near Kyiv and, quote, deviated from agreements the two sides had reached in peace talks in Turkey. Britain's defense ministry said Russia would likely escalate its attacks on eastern Ukraine within 2 to 3 weeks. President Biden, for the first time, described Russia's actions in Ukraine as genocide.
I'm doing everything within my power by executive orders to bring down the price and address the Putin price hike. In fact, we've already made progress since March inflation data was collected. Your family budget, your ability to fill up your tank, none of it should hinge on whether a dictator declares war and commits genocide a half a world away.
Biden went further than anybody else has so far. President Zelensky's reaction to the Biden quote was true words of a true leader. While the U.S. government rarely designates atrocities using the term genocide, and it doesn't carry any legal ramifications, it does carry significant weight as Biden seeks to rally countries behind a strategy of isolating and punishing Moscow. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say that nearly 200 children have been killed and more than 300 others had been wounded. So sad. From the COVID isn't done with us yet file, the Johns Hopkins tracker tells us that the world has now seen 500 million documented COVID cases. Just saying. In disturbing news from around the country, we'll start in New York. New York's Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin resigned Tuesday after being arrested and charged with bribery, fraud, and falsification of records while a state senator. Lovely. Now Governor Kathy Hochul, who just recently served in that position herself, and picked Benjamin to succeed her, has to figure out what happens next. Good luck. In South Dakota, the state house impeached Attorney General Jason Ravensburg on Tuesday over his behavior regarding a 2020 car crash that killed a man. The 36-31 vote will lead to a trial in the state Senate, as Ravensburg refused to resign following the impeachment. Republicans in the legislature are divided over what to do, though Governor Kristi Noem called the impeachment, quote, the right thing for the people of South Dakota and for Joe Bover's family. All right. And then there's Oklahoma, which, despite the song, is not okay. Governor Kevin Stitt on Tuesday signed a law banning nearly all abortions in the state.
I promised Oklahomans that I would sign every pro-life bill that hit my desk. And that's what we're doing here today. Senate Bill 612 passed with a vote of 38-9 in the Senate. And 70-14 in the House. That's over 80% support in both chambers. We want Oklahoma to be the most pro-life state in the country. We want to outlaw abortion in the state of Oklahoma. Attorney General John O'Connor and I know this bill will be challenged immediately by liberal activists from the coast who always seem to want to come in and dictate and mandate and challenge our way of life here in the state of Oklahoma. The most important thing is to take a stand and protect the unborn and protect life in the state of Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma law is the most extreme challenge passed recently in Republican-dominated states that are hoping to give the Supreme Court's new conservative supermajority an opportunity to overturn Roe v. Wade. The law, which would make performing an abortion a felony unless the pregnant person's life is in danger, is likely to be blocked by the courts. Supreme Court precedents have established that states cannot ban abortion before a fetus can survive outside the womb, and that comes at about 24 weeks into a pregnancy. But the court is considering a case challenging the pre-viability ban. Because of course they are. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Visit NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.